Komoiawa Tamanui, France and 10 name. This is your Wātea English News. South Auckland community leader Dave Latele says South Auckland has lost one of their outspoken Pacifica leaders and Green MP Whanana Efesel Collins. Yesterday morning, the 49-year-old collapsed while doing the Child Fund water run to raise funds to support communities in the Pacific. After immediate resuscitation attempts by emergency services, Mr. Collins passed away. Mr. Latele, who was also participating in the fundraiser, says he loved Efesel's courage to stand for his community, both in local and central government.
What I loved about him is he wasn't scared to speak up, and he wasn't scared of the challenge, especially politically, that he faced to keep pushing, our messages out there.
David Latele says his thoughts and prayers and love go out to his wife and children. On other news, Labour MP Willie Jackson says he has confidence the party's new finance spokesperson will be able to bring first-hand experience of poverty and struggle to the role. Barbara Edmonds, who has Samoan roots, was brought up in South Auckland and now represents the Mana electorate, which takes in Parirua. Mr. Jackson says in that role, she has developed a close relationship with Ngāti Toa.
Yeah, I know she's not Māori, but she's absolutely part of us, being married to a Māori from the north, 8 Māori kids. Someone who's part and parcel of the community, who's seen poverty, who's worked at that level, who's seen firsthand the poverty around her, the struggles around her. And she has all the financial skills and background and history, but on top of that, she's got a great cultural and community feel.
Outgoing Labour finance spokesperson Grant Robertson will retire from Parliament next month to take up the position of Vice-Chancellor of the University of Otago. And lastly, Te Matatini, Māoridom's biggest performing arts event, is now being compared to combined amateur and professional sports codes like rugby, but with much wider community benefits. Last year's national Te Matatini competition attracted a TV audience of nearly 900,000 viewers and doubled that number of internet live streams. Regional competitions kick off this week, and national body chair Sir Salwin Parata says the professionalism and dedication of senior teams is now spreading to all lower levels, bringing health, confidence and pride in being Māori for all participants.
Lots of other people other than us that are involved and passionate about kapara, I think it's just about action songs and haka on the stage. But it actually contributes to the health and well-being of the performers, of those that choose to watch and learn what actually happens within kapa haka.
Sir Salwin says regionals kick off this weekend in the Bay of Plenty, Hawke's Bay and Nelson. And that's your Wātea English News.